Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to my Subaru for some more Miller Time devotions. And these are devotions that are about going deeper into God's Word so that God's Word will go deeper into our hearts and souls. And I want to continue our discussion about the Christian's relationship to the government. Romans 13 is a powerful, convicting, strong statement about the Christian's relationship to the government. Now, bear in mind, Paul, who's writing this letter to the Romans, had longed to see these Christians. He'd never met them, but he had heard about their reputation. And eventually, Paul would end up in Rome, in a prison, where he would suffer and eventually die for his convictions, for his beliefs. And so, in that context, listen to what he says about the government, the very government who would arrest him and behead him. Romans chapter 13, verse 1. Everyone must submit to governing authorities, for all authority comes from God, and those in positions of authority have been placed there by God. So anyone who rebels against authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and they will be punished. Let me skip down to verse 5. So, you must submit to them, not only to avoid punishment, but also to keep a clear conscience. Pay your taxes also for these same reasons. For government workers need to be paid. They are serving God in what they do. They don't even know they're serving God, but they are serving God in what they do. Give to everyone what you owe them. Pay your taxes and government fees to those who collect them, and give respect and honor to those who are in authority. Now, there is an interesting debate going on right now with COVID-19. There are churches who have decided, we don't care what the government is saying, we're going to open up. And they are rebelling. They are doing a peaceful protest against the California government. And there are churches who have still not opened up, are still only doing online services, and towing the line with what the local and state governments are mandating. It is a huge issue, a conflict among Christians. And you're going to be disappointed because I don't have a clear answer for you. I don't know exactly what is the right thing to do. But here's some thoughts. And you might agree or disagree. I personally don't think that we are being persecuted for our Christian beliefs. Now, if the government was shutting down churches, not allowing churches to meet, but allowing bars to be open, allowing other businesses to be open, bear in mind, there are thousands upon thousands of businesses that are closed and may never open again. So we can debate about whether that is right or wrong. That's not where I want to go right now. I just want to give you maybe a little different perspective about our local and state government. Maybe they're not persecuting us. Maybe they're not trying to kill Christianity. Again, if it was only the church, if we were not allowed to worship outside, if we were not allowed to worship online, if they were trying to take the church down in those ways, then I would be concerned. Now, maybe it's headed that way. I don't know. I'm not a prophet. Maybe it is going to get tougher for Christians in America to practice their faith. I don't know. I'm not a prophet. Here's what I do know. The church has thrived in all kinds of political arenas, in all kinds of countries and times of history, under intense persecution and under immense freedom. And God will build his church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. God will accomplish his purposes. And so we are blessed at our little church in the little town of Boulder Creek, where we can, in fact, practice our faith. We can practice the freedom of religion. We are not being hindered by anyone or anything. We're simply being asked to be precautious, to put in certain things in place that may or may not make sense to us, depending on your opinion, but it is not a problem for us to submit to those things because they are not limiting our freedom to gather and to worship. And so we have to wrestle with this. And again, I'm going to disappoint you today because I don't have a clear answer at this point as to whether the churches that are opening up with indoor services and not practicing social distancing and not wearing masks, I'm not going to say they're right or wrong. I think as individuals and as a local church, we have to walk carefully. And at this point, I don't think our religious freedoms are at risk or in jeopardy because we are being asked to social distance, wear a mask when we can't, and gather outside under a certain number. And we're able to do that. We're blessed. And I'm so glad that we're in this position as a church where we're able to do that. And so let me circle back to Romans chapter 13. It's really clear. And in the weeks to come, or in the days to come, I'm going to delve a little bit more into, well, when is it okay to practice peaceful resistance? When is it okay to not obey the government? When is it okay to essentially rebel against God's governing authority? And so we're going to look at that, and it's not an easy answer, and Christians have wrestled with this and been divided over it for centuries. And so I'm going to present the scriptures, some thoughts, and then you and I together need to pray for God's will and for God's leading, and that in the end, we will honor God. And while honoring God, we will respect His authority that He has put in place. So God bless you guys. May the peace of God that passes all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. I will see you next time. Keep wrestling with this.